Did you see that Leonardo DiCaprio is 46 years old? He's got a girlfriend. She's stunning, of course. She's 23. And everyone's always on them about their age difference because he's twice as old as she is. She's 23. He's 46. Blah, blah, blah. I have no problem with an age difference in a relationship. But it was her 23rd birthday, so he rented a yacht. This just happened this week. He rented a yacht, invited a bunch of his friends and a bunch of her friends. Mm-hmm. Here is where the age difference is really obvious. So all of her little 19 and 20 and 23-year-old friends, the models, whatever, they come toddling on in their cute little outfits, and not one of them is wearing a mask. His friends, him and his friends, because they're older, every one of them's got a mask on.
Great.
But I just think it's so funny. It's like the 20-somethings who should be out there partying and getting our country back up and running. Like, this is your time to shine, millennials. Get out there. Have a good time. If you get sick, it'll be nothing. You'll be fine in no time. There's no chance that anything's going to happen to you unless you have a pre-existing condition. If you do, don't get out there. But the rest of you who are healthy, get out there. Get this economy going. It's awesome. But then Leonardo DiCaprio, who's 46 and his friends are that age and older, by the way, he has a bunch of actor friends who are in their 40s and 50s, are all there on the yacht with their masks on. I was like, okay, here's where the age difference is a problem.
So Sinbad, we haven't heard from in forever, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But Sinbad, still, his stand-up comedy is awesome. But Sinbad sums it up perfectly why you should date somebody your age and not somebody younger.
Okay.
And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date some girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. I don't see no 20-year-old girls with a broke down 55-year-old man with no money. You don't see no girl 20. Yeah. Oh, he's look at the homeless dude, but he's cute. Hey! She wants you to die. If you keep messing with her, you will. You want a woman that understands the signs of stroke.
See? So perfect.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yep.
A woman that got my medication in her purse. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. I thought you took it.
Funny.
I thought I did.
It's so funny because I have friends who are in their 40s who look at Leonardo DiCaprio and think, yes, I should be with like a 19-year-old, 20-year-old. I'm like, you guys are broke asses. No 19-year-old wants to be with you. I'm with Sinbad. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio is a catch. Whether you're 20 or whether you're 50, he's a catch.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, you want to be with a Leonardo DiCaprio. A guy like that gets to date whoever he wants to date.
No, but, you want to date a girl that knows the signs of a stroke. So if you're out to dinner and you're like, and you know, so she could be like, oh my God, we should call 911. You're having a stroke. But if you go out with a 22-year-old and you're like, and then she's just thinking you're making fun of her and she won't call 911 and then you'll die.
Right. Or you're drunk or something. Yeah, you're right. You got to be, just date nurses. That's all.
Hot 45-year-old nurses with your medication in their purse at all time.
I'm getting to an age where I need to start dating doctors. That's how often I go to a doctor. I need to start dating doctors.
See, a doctor, a dentist, a hairstylist, somebody that can help you do things that don't cost you any money.
Yeah, it's not the money that I'm concerned about. It's the longevity. So I want to just be around a doctor. That way, like, we'll be having dinner and he'll go, you look a little peaked. Let me take your temperature. Come over here. Let's take a little blood from you and see where you're at. Like, I just want somebody to constantly have their finger on my pulse to make sure I stay alive.
That or a vet. If you dated a vet.
Oh, yeah.
How great is that? Because he could help your dog and maybe he could take out a hernia if he had to, because they're good with stuff like that. So you need that guy.
I have such a good vet that I said to him, I wish you did people, because I have not met a doctor as good and as like with a good as good bedside manner. Like, my doctor doesn't scratch me behind the ear, give me a biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get a belly rub, you know. I just get like, they take my blood, they take a little urine, and they say, we'll call you in a couple of days. Where's my belly rub? Where are my biscuits?
Well, I was talking to a guy a couple of weeks ago, and his wife is a vet, and they own this big pet place where you can bring your dog, and they have vets there and everything. But he got a hernia. And she's like, we got to take you to the doctor. He goes, oh, hell no, you're doing it.
No!
He's like, why would I pay to go to the ER to get this taken care of, fix it. You do it all the time on dogs. Do it on me.
And did she?
I think she did, but legally she couldn't tell me that she did.
Wow.
But I'm thinking that she might have.
Oh, God, I hope not. I mean, I have to tell you, like, anatomy of a dog or a cat or a turtle, very different than human anatomy.
I do not agree at all, because they have the clean beds. They have that metal bed that you can lay on. And there's YouTube. I guarantee there's a video on YouTube on how to fix a hernia.
You know what? Then why bother going to a doctor? Just do it at home.
Yeah, I guarantee there's a video on all that. If you want
my boyfriend
to get...
my boyfriend's a big giant toolbox. My guess is there's something in there that in case I ever get a hernia.
I guarantee there's a video on how to do your own vasectomy. Oh no, it's not in there. I misspelled it. So it's probably on there if I spelled it right. But I guarantee there's a video on how to do your own vasectomy.
But that's your problem. You can't spell. So if you did that at home, you'd be doing a tracheotomy because you'd spell vasectomy wrong. And it would be like, did you mean tracheotomy? And you'd say yes.
Hey, Siri.
Siri, can you walk me through a tracheotomy or a vasectomy? I don't know which
one
I mean.
How do you do a tracheotomy?
Okay. I found this on the web for how do you do a tracheotomy?
See? There's a 3D medical animation of it. I can do it at home.
I'm going to go ahead and go to a doctor if I ever need anything.
But right now, with the pandemic, you don't want to go to the doctor for just a run-of-the-mill tracheotomy. You can do it yourself.
Okay, people don't go for tracheotomies. Like it's not like getting your eyes done or something. The reason you get a tracheotomy is because you're choking and your air passage, you're about to die.
Because I'm going to get a tracheotomy and then I'm going to risk getting COVID. And I could do a vasectomy at home by myself too. You just need a really sharp knife.
You go ahead and do that video. That's what I want to see.
You need a really sharp knife and a good mirror. That's what you need. You just need a mirror and look down and with a knife. Yeah, you could do it.
A knife and a mirror.
Uh-huh. That's all you need. You need one of those mirrors that you can flip over and it gets closer. Right. And then one that goes farther away. So you could do that. I'm pretty sure I could do that.